Imagine if today was the day your idea changed someone's life. Imagine if you could help someone pay for college, help your community build a new playground, or help a child make it to that dream competition. With GoFundMe, it's all possible. GoFundMe is the world's number one fundraising platform trusted by over 190 million people. Every week, ordinary people meet their goals and do extraordinary things. Your ideas matter. GoFundMe isn't just for emergencies. Want to raise money for your kid's soccer team or raise funds for a small business, a creative project, or event? GoFundMe helps you turn ideas into reality. And help adds up. Fundraisers you start for someone else raise up to 5 times more. So think right now, who could use your help? Change rarely comes from waiting. It comes from someone deciding, today I'll start. Don't wait for someone else to bring change. Today, start your fundraiser in just minutes at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com to start your fundraiser. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Okay, so good morning, everyone. Welcome to today's trading. We're pre-market trade plan session first. We make sure we do our planning, make sure we know what we're looking to trade. We're currently in some good open positions at the moment. We've not been in many decent open positions so far this month, really. We've been sort of pushed around the place quite a lot. It's been very sort of uncertain and very, very choppy trading month, I'd say the least. We're now the 29th of September, so hopefully we'll close out the positions that we're currently in. We're in some good trades, and hopefully that will go some way to I suppose, leveling the books, maybe. We'll have to wait and see how this thing plays out. So, look, we'll continue to do as we do. And what's important, and something we were mentioning an awful lot last week, is the psychology of these markets is such that it's very, very important you don't go chasing losses, that you still look for opportunities in line with your expectations. And if you have uncertain market conditions, I think the last 2 to 3 weeks have proved you want to be mindful of those expectations. And if in doubt, do stay out. We often discuss the importance of knowing when to trade and when not to trade, and when to be aggressive, when not to be aggressive. And I think these are current markets where, from a psychological perspective, it's very important you don't get too aggressive with these markets. You don't oversize, or you don't take on too much additional risk unnecessarily. So these are some of the issues that a lot of traders can get into, is that they can take a few small losing trades, and then all of a sudden their psychology shifts, they start taking on more risk, and they start chasing those losing trades. And that's unfortunately a really, really bad idea, especially during very uncertain markets for a whole host of different reasons. Now, we've got a big important news week ahead of us, yet again, which I'll So we've got a big important news week ahead. So let's explain what's likely to come down the tracks, and we'll get prepared for these markets. So we'll start, of course, with our risk warning. Hope you all had a good weekend, by the way. Good to have you with us, as always. And we'll start with a risk warning currently up on screen. Okay, so all profitable traders need to consider which markets to trade. Where do we then enter and exit these markets? How do we manage risk? How do we manage each trade along with trade psychology? All very important features. And we address these considerations every day in our live trade rooms, of course, and we're strong advocates of maintaining a high degree of consistency. Even when you get market conditions like this, you still want to look for the right trades for the right reasons, and make sure you are somewhat comfortable with your decision making. If you're randomly just choosing opportunities and don't really, if you've lost control in terms of what you're doing, you know, do take your time, just pause, just take control of the situation, and look to start building again. Far too often, relatively new and inexperienced traders can make a really small problem much, much worse very, very quickly. And it's very, very important you don't make those errors. Okay, so look, we're going to maintain a high degree of consistency no matter what these markets do. We want to maintain a high degree of accuracy in the levels that we use, discipline with our capital. And as you notice, just sort of even getting into the most recent trades as well, a high degree of patience is required to be able to pull the trigger in a kind of a timely fashion almost. So let's start with a review of potential market moving news then. So for that, we bring up, let's take this back. And we bring up Forex Factory. Right. So big week for news, not a huge amount today. We'll be hearing from Donald Trump again this afternoon, press conference. I suppose the US government is pretty much 2 days away from shutting down. Now we have this discussion frequently. Don't know how many, whatever sort of time frame they put in place, you know, once that time frame expires, you know, within 6-9 months, whatever the time frame from the previous shutdown or the previous deadline comes to an end. We've been in a situation many times where the US government does shut down due to lack of funding, but often not for very long. So you have this sort of, from a market perspective, they have this ongoing game. It's like a game of chicken, and eventually everyone agrees to avoid a head-on crash. So they extend the debt levels really to support the government, which is a shocking situation for the richest country in the world to be in. And should be a massive red flag. But I suppose the reality for markets is that as long as we get a deal, I don't think the market is too concerned. Now, if we continue to fail to get a deal, and it could take a couple of weeks before we get a deal through, and there'll be a lot of grandstanding and a lot of sort of finger pointing, which again doesn't really help anything. But you normally conclude with some, because it doesn't matter whether it's a Democratic government or a Democrat government or a Republican government in the US, they both need to sign off on extending the debt levels to keep the government ticking over. Again, shocking situation to be in. Nevertheless, it is quite important. So I said this is a very, very important week for jobs and or a very important week for news, and that's based around the jobs market. So job openings, still above 7 million. It's very much in line with the previous month's numbers, so no real change there for jobs. Just want to have a quick flick through ADP. We're expecting, again, no major change. Unemployment claims maybe ticking a little bit higher, but was surprisingly low last week. So not too sure where we stand, but these are the big ones. So average hourly earnings are continuing to increase, which is a very, very important part. If people's earnings are rising in line with inflation, it kind of has that offsetting impact. How long will these earnings continue to rise for is a very, very important question with the state of the jobs market. But 4.3 is what we're expecting, and a positive uptick, a slight uptick, you could say. If we look at this employment change number in a bit more detail, with the revisions, we've been averaging, I think it's about 35,000 in the last 3 months. So getting a bit of an uptick to 51 is certainly in the right direction. It's not 150,000, which is where we've been at for long periods. So certainly softening in the jobs market. Let's see where things go from here. If things continue to get worse, then it feeds into the Fed cutting rates. If things improve, then you'd have to consider sort of higher rates for longer, which the economy is performing really well on anyway. So you've got to reconcile some of these difficult market dynamics. And I suppose Donald Trump speaking today at 6:15 is probably the most significant event of the day. We've got a lot of these central bankers, MPC and FOMC as well. They're all speaking the markets, all sort of putting out their case. There's a Fed chair position available in the not too distant future. So I'm sure they're going to rally round, try and... So look, this is the... We had a bit of a rally towards the end of last week, and now these bond yields are beginning to roll over, which kind of fits in with our dollar weakness trade eventually. Same type of move, rally last week, really reinforcing that dollar strength trade, and now the bit of weakness is beginning to come in. So finally, we're getting there from a bond market perspective. That's now moving a little bit more in line with our expectations, which is good. Sorry, just before I come to this, just to discuss where we're at. Let's do that later. So, got a good strong rally overnight, and the initial move kicked in Friday afternoon, so we're able to pull the trigger on an S&P on a structural failure trade to the upside, break out of this. Technically, it was quite a nice trade. Let me bring up my pen on screen. So those of you that were joining us last week, you would have seen our analysis around the S&P. So it's quite hard to find real reasons to sell these equity markets. We had our very clearly defined move to the downside, and then on Friday this started to reverse. So we had lower highs, lower lows, and then we get that little breakout trade. So that was the trade we were looking at. Same sort of level in here, and you can see that just coincides. So it's that breakout there that's important for us. And we're still, so there's no real reason. We'll do some Mag 7 analysis and things like that, just to make sure that, you know, the wheels haven't come off, because this is very much an AI-driven market. First and foremost, and unless that changes, then I suppose our expectations are only really to the upside. So we got these highs to take out. Let's see if we can do that. And then at the same time, similar type of trade, perhaps around the dollar. Now, gold has again continued to just excel. It's remarkable. Further upside move as well, and that was a trade we were unfortunately watching very, very carefully around the 37.55. I suppose the difficulty about markets like gold is that they're driven by central bank purchasing, it seems. And we got really wide stop losses, but this proved, you know, almost perfect in the end. But hindsight is a wonderful thing, of course. So elsewhere, we've got a lot of indecision on Friday just around US oil. We want to just keep an eye on this price action, see where it goes from here. A lot of concern on the oil front just regarding Russian oil and the US stepping in to prevent other countries from purchasing Russian oil, which can have a supply side impact. So less supply pushes prices higher. So that seems to be the phase that we're in right now. Now, the other potential opportunity here is around markets like the dollar. So the first thing to just draw your attention to is the broad-based upward momentum we have seen for the euro dollar, and that for the dollar Swiss is very much to the downside. And we're just looking to trade, looking for opportunities to trade that next leg to the downside. And for the euro dollar, that next leg we're anticipating from these lows is likely to be up to these levels here. So we're actually continuing to move in line with these markets. And it's the same with the US indices. We've got all-time highs being repeated on a regular basis. So the next one is a buying opportunity. So I suppose going in the direction of the market is an important feature. We would like to be, you see, we don't get them all, but we would like to be buying gold. So it's not, it's quite a similar trade, trading the euro dollar and the euro dollar to the upside and the dollar Swiss to the downside, with a really quite strong move in gold, which just implies, along with the indices, indices to the upside, gold to the upside, bond yields to the downside, and the dollar to the downside. So we've got a really quite a nice backdrop, it must be said. So let's take this off, and let's edit this currently up on screen, and we'll let you guys go. So exuberant risk on market conditions due to positive data, a dovish Fed, and AR momentum in a buy everything rally. It still probably just about covers, or is still a reasonably decent summary. The problem is last week we were getting prices continuing to pull back, so we kept making sort of hopefully making it clear that we're looking for dollar weakness, but on a pullback. So it was continuing like Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday last week, the dollar kept strengthening. So at the point when the dollar fails to strengthen is really where the opportunity lies, and that's the euro dollar and the dollar Swiss trade. It was post that pullback. And then gold strength, if breakout of bull flag. So that's exactly what we saw, unfortunately, which was a breakout above the 37.55. Now, an unbelievable trade it would have been. And it's it's just one of those things with gold. So is there anything right? Okay, so we're going to do dollar weakness. We're going to do indices strength. So US indices strength, us, our summary just includes risk on, so from a risk sentiment perspective, we've got strong risk on markets, indices up, dollar down, bond yields down, which we're beginning to see now, gold strength, difficult to trade, but no reason why you wouldn't get some continuation higher for gold. Oil, we kind of want to just be a little bit more patient, and that's basically it. This gives us all the information we need. Look for the indices to rally, look for the dollar to weaken, I mean, yesterday, it's understandable to be a little bit tentative when you've taken, you know, a few losing trades back to back. And as a result, what it meant was we've kind of missed the opportunity in gold. Perfectly understandable. It's just a bit of a shame, really, not to be in that gold trade, because we did have quite a decent setup. And I suppose that just always goes back to the importance of, you know, when you're looking at a trading opportunity, to just take the characteristics of that trade into account and trade it on its merits, because there was a really decent trade there and we really should be in it. But we were getting lots of mixed signals elsewhere, like bond yields were very close to making new highs. The dollar was still pretty strong. So we had a few offsetting mitigating factors, you could say. But actually, once you get that breakout above, it's with the momentum in gold, it's kind of a missed opportunity, unfortunately. Right. So look, that's today's trade plan. They're posted into the chat box, guys. We've got a bullish view of US indices. We've got a weaker view of the dollar and a bullish view of gold. And keeping options open would prove quite useful. So listen, on that note, guys, that's pretty much where we're at. We're firmly in this risk-on market dynamic due to a dovish Fed as a result of kind of slightly weaker employment numbers. That's the reason for the Fed shift. Outside of that, we've got relatively positive economic data. The soft landing is in play. According to Trump, it's the hottest economy ever. And we've got this really strong AI rally, with capital expenditure still being, you know, piled in at phenomenal levels. And for now, seemingly quite justified. We'll see how this thing plays out. So risk on to the upside, US indices to the upside. That's really the play, along with a weaker dollar. Going to keep an eye on those bond yields. As long as they continue to lower, we're quite comfortable sitting in a weaker dollar. And then those commodities only likely to push higher short term, unless something significant changes. So with an important week for US jobs, that's the play. That's what we're looking for. So at least we have a plan. We know what we're trying to do. So on that note, if there's any questions, let us know. And we'll let you guys go. Thanks very much for joining us. If you're looking to join us for the European trading session, we'll be broadcasting there in just a couple of minutes. So we'll see you there very shortly. All right. Thanks, everyone. I'll let you go now. Take care. All the best. As always, bye-bye. Bye-bye.